two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Wednesday, February 19th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chalaios. We are enjoying beautiful sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, but it's pretty chilly, 30 degrees.
Good speeds on I-15. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. The top polling Democratic candidates for president are all in Las Vegas today preparing for a debate tonight. KSL TV's Ladd Egan is there, and he spoke with Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio Inside Sources shortly before the noon hour.
You know, we're right outside the Paris Theater here at the Paris Hotel in Vegas, where they've got it all set up ready to go for the debate tonight.
Give us a sense on the ground. What's the buzz? What are you hearing behind the scenes, and what are people expecting rolling into tonight's debate?
You know, I think the buzz is all about Mike Bloomberg making the debate stage for the first time. So far, he's been able to avoid any, you know, face-to-face encounters with his opponents on the debate stage, and all while pumping hundreds of million dollars in advertising and focusing on Super Tuesday. So we know that his fellow Democrats want a chance to call him out on some things on the debate stage. And so that's definitely whatever all the eyes are on, is what's going to happen now that Bloomberg will be on that stage.
Coming up in just over 10 minutes, we will go in depth on the debate and look at how tonight could impact the candidates' futures.
High on the Hill 2020.
A group of Utah lawmakers went over a bill in a committee today that changes the law when it comes to people making school threats. You get more on that story from KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
A school threat currently falls into one of two categories. An individual would either be charged with a felony-level terroristic threat or a Class B threat of violence.
This is frustrating to both prosecutors and law enforcement because there's not a clear, easy way to investigate and charge and prosecute these types of cases.
Representative Andrew Stoddard is looking to create a new and more specific crime, threats against schools. The law would reduce the penalty if the threat is made by a juvenile, but would also require that individual to undergo a mental health assessment. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake District school teachers plan to walk out of class on February 28th. The reason? They want the legislature to increase per-student spending. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
The president of UEA, Heidi Matthews, says the economic need for teachers and the public education system is serious.
Our teachers are leaving at an alarming rate.
She says classroom sizes are too large, and teachers want the extra money to assure student safety. And she wants the legislature to address it. But Senate President Stuart Adams says we already spend more than 50% of our state's budget on education.
Generally, the top five of the country consistently for the percent of budget that we spend on education.
Stewart says it's not fair to compare Utah to other states because we have the highest birth rate in the nation. So even though we budget more for education than almost any other state, it doesn't go as far. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake home where suspected murderer Ayula Ajayi lived is up for sale. Ajayi is behind bars waiting for trial in the death of Mackenzie Lewick and other cases. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson joins us live with more. Paul?
And Maria, the phrase that seems to be raising the most eyebrows about this house is how it's described on Zillow as, quote, the cutest house on the block. The listing mentions that it does need some work, especially in the basement because of water. However, there isn't any mention of what allegedly happened inside that house. However, this isn't necessarily breaking any laws, according to former prosecutor Kent Morgan. He says the rules make it so that the seller would have to disclose what happened in a home only if the buyer asks, and they can't hide it after that. Law does not, however, require that the seller be upfront about a crime like that happening inside the home. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's other top stories this half hour. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is a free man, and he spoke with reporters outside his home today. He had his sentence commuted by President Trump this week. He had served 8 years of a 14-year sentence for political corruption, and today he's thanking the president.
I'm a Trumpocrat.
The Trumpocrat, that's right. Are you going
to vote for him? If I have the ability to vote, I'm going to vote for him.
Blagojevich was also on President Trump's former reality show, Celebrity Apprentice. Britain has announced new post-Brexit immigration rules that will make it tougher for European Union citizens, but easier for people from many other countries to move to the UK starting next year. ABC's Tom Rivers has more from London.
Britain's EU exit is triggering the biggest change in the country's immigration rules in decades. Prime Minister Johnson thinks it will open up the UK. Immigration lawyer Ian Robinson believes the picture will be mixed.
I imagine that numbers will go down simply because low-skilled workers won't be able to enter. The immigration system for skilled workers will be good and easier than what we have now. I can see non-European migration going up, but I shouldn't think that high-skilled European migration will stay at the same levels.
UK employers say the radical changes could bring about a labour crisis in sectors such as health. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Coming up on KSL, a look at workplace injuries and how to protect yourself, and a look at your noontime drive.
Pretty quiet out on the valley freeways. In fact, you're going to see normal KSL travel times up and down the I-15 corridor. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
Bus drivers all over Utah keep track of how often cars and trucks run their stop sign.
900 times in a single day. Lawmakers want to drop the hammer.
9-11. On KSL News Radio.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower." Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. Rates are at historic lows. At the same time, home values have gone up roughly 50% in the last several years. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work by paying off high-rate credit cards, personal loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Maybe you just want to lock in a lower rate or refinance out of paying mortgage insurance. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story this half hour. The top polling Democratic candidates for president, they are all in Las Vegas today, there for a big debate tonight. We'll continue to follow that for you right here on KSL News Radio. We'll have the very latest on Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news at 3 o'clock. Recent accidents at refineries and petroleum processing facilities have highlighted the danger of working in those environments. But ABC's Jim Ryan says those aren't the nation's leading cause of on-the-job fatalities by a long shot. The most workplace deaths are the result of people falling from high places.
In second place, workplace violence with 400 deaths that same year. National Safety Council President Lorraine Martin says artificial intelligence may hold the key.
Watching with AI and sensing systems whether somebody's putting on threatening behavior and to be able to detect that.
And then there are panic button smartphone apps.
Wherever you are, you can immediately signal to someone that you are in danger.
She says workplace injuries have steadily declined for decades, but that workplace fatalities have ticked up in the last couple of years. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Today marks 75 years since one of the deadliest battles of World War II.
It was the first invasion on Japanese soil in World War II, 700 miles south of Tokyo. The battle on the island of Iwo Jima, also considered to be one of the deadliest. 7,000 U.S. service members and nearly 21,000 Japanese forces killed during that 36-day invasion. And today in the nation's capital, a commemoration ceremony at the World War II Memorial honoring the lives lost. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Surgeons in London used music to make sure that they didn't make any mistakes during brain surgery. ABC's Sherry Preston explains.
Take a listen to violinist Dagmar Turner. She is playing while surgeons at King's College Hospital in London were literally inside her brain. Turner, who plays with the Isle of Wight Symphony, was diagnosed with a tumor near the part of her brain that's responsible for controlling the fine movements of her left hand, critical for playing the violin. So in order to make sure those areas of her brain were not damaged, the surgeons woke her up in the middle of the operation and had her play. So they knew exactly where to avoid while taking out most of the tumor. 3 days later, she was sent home. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Okay, that's crazy. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus. And good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We are looking at a nice start to our noontime drive on the Valley Freeways. Now, we had a stalled vehicle in Davis County, southbound I-15 near Layton Parkway. It was in the HOV lane. Then they got it over to the left shoulder, and they're trying to get it completely jumped up and going again, but it hasn't caused any kind of delays. All your Valley Freeways look good, as well as your main secondaries. The UACPA supports its members through advocacy, professional education, and leadership development, helping them succeed in an ever-changing financial world. Proud sponsor of Money Making Sense. Download the podcast today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
A lot of sunshine, 38 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
33 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, we are going to go in depth on tonight's presidential debate in Las Vegas. Stay with us right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
I got this nasty cold. I was sputtering and coughing like an old furnace. You know, with a plugged up combustion chamber, restricted airways, and a nasty fever. I rested a few days and was fine. Furnaces need care too. A Whipple Service Champions tune-up is serious care, like CPR. You'll see it's not a feather dusting or a flashlight waving with an everything looks okay, ma'am. Can you imagine getting your car tuned up by shining a flashlight across the spark plugs? Not at Whipple Service Champions. Our tune-up requires disassembly, internal cleaning, and precision adjustments to get your fuel burning safely, efficiently, and to original manufacturer specifications. All this for just $44. You get a Whipple highly trained, clean cut, background check, shoe cover wearing, drug free Whipple Service Champion who won't leave a mess. $44. For CPR for your furnace, call 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, heating troubles all gone.
For emergencies, and you call today, we come today.
There are good numbers.
Look, I got a 1600 on my SAT.
There are bad numbers.
Howdy, folks. This is the captain. We're looking at about a 2-hour flight delay.
And if your business doesn't have the right HR solution, it's easy to see people as numbers.
Okay, number 9 called in sick, so give me 22 to cover his shift.
But 22's on maternity leave.
Oh, what are the odds? How about in the 30s?
Thankfully, there's Insperity HR Solutions. With Insperity, your employees can have access to more competitive benefits, and you can streamline your payroll process, retain top talent, and more. So instead of feeling like a number, your employees will always be at their best.
Julie, heads up. Need you to cover Tom's shift.
You can count on me.
People aren't numbers. They're the number one way you build success. Learn more at Insperity.com. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
So most people have checking accounts. You've got one, I've got one, and as long as our debit card works, most of us probably don't expect much from our checking accounts.
And that's a shame, because at Utah Community Credit Union, you could be getting more from your checking account, a lot more.
That's because UCCU has developed a revolutionary checking account that leverages the strength of the credit union's vast membership to bundle incredible savings on benefits and services their members need and use every day.
It's all managed from one simple app on your smartphone and all for just $6 a month.
It's called Prime Checking, and it's simply the best checking account you'll ever find. Look at some of the benefits here. Cell phone protection, roadside assistance, ID theft aid, health savings card, you name it, it's on there.
Plus, there are 360,000 national and local discounts on dining and shopping and travel.
We know you're going to love Prime Checking, and just so you can be sure, UCCU will let you try Prime Checking for free.
Visit UCCU.com or go by any branch. UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
People think saving money is hard, but really, it's easy. It's as simple as changing a few spending habits. For free tips on how to save the easy way, check out feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
One Utah lawmaker is looking to push forward a bill that would create a new law against school threats. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, teachers in the Salt Lake School District are planning a walkout on February 28th. They are demanding the state legislature put more money towards public education. Third is a look at your noontime drive. It is sponsored by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus. Here's Ricky Meese.
Crews have been working to get a stalled vehicle up and going against southbound I-15 right about Layton Parkway. It has been moved to the left. Overall, we're seeing good speeds on all your valley freeways, including I-15, both directions between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today. We're up to 38. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
33 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Back home in Chicago, former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich sprung from a federal prison after a pardon from President Trump.
I'm returning home today from a long exile, a freed political prisoner.
Blagojevich was serving a 14-year federal prison sentence for trying to sell President Obama's Senate seat. One of a handful of commutations and pardons the president enacted this week, ABC Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams.
There's a whole office within the Department of Justice that deals with pardons. They're the ones who sit there and they evaluate based on all these factors whether a pardon makes sense or doesn't make sense, etc. And then they provide recommendations to the president. It seems none of that happened here. And the president's just kind of winging it.
Two of those pardoned had either worked for or been prosecuted by the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. Blagojevich had appeared with Donald Trump on Celebrity Apprentice. A 15th American who had been on the coronavirus-infected Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan has come down with the COVID-19 virus. The latest patient undergoing treatment at a hospital near Travis Air Force Base in California. Meanwhile, the Chinese government saying it's kicking out three reporters from the Wall Street Journal because of an article that criticized China's response. The Chinese government calling the article's title, China is the real sick man of Asia, racist.
China says it's giving these three journalists 5 days to leave the country. However, one was still reporting on the ground at the center of the coronavirus outbreak in Wuhan. The move comes 1 day after the U.S. State Department designated Chinese state media station in the United States as foreign operatives.
ABC's Carson Yu. Less than 2 hours left in trading. The Dow up 134 points. You're listening to ABC News.
And it's time for the KSL In-Depth. The top presidential candidates will be facing off on the debate stage tonight in Las Vegas. ABC's Alex Stone is there, and he tells KSL News Radio's KSL News Radio that Michael Bloomberg will be taking fire as he participates in his first debate. He also says Joe Biden needs to have a good night as his poll numbers have dropped.
Seems like he's the one who needs to prove himself the most. I went to and covered a Biden event last night, and while you see Buttigieg and Sanders holding big events with large, real loud crowds, Biden was at a dim sum restaurant last night. And while they did have a crowd that couldn't get in outside, the dim sum restaurant was pretty small. And it was mainly an older, quieter audience. And then Biden came out and told a lot of really long stories, but it wasn't pumping up the crowd like what we've seen from the other candidates. Biden's numbers, our new ABC News Washington Post poll out today, he has dropped dramatically in the last couple of weeks, while Bloomberg's numbers have been going up. And Biden's campaign has been saying South Carolina will be the firewall, that they believe that with the minority vote there that he will be able to see his numbers come up. But But if he doesn't do well here in Nevada, if he doesn't do well in South Carolina, then it's anybody's guess what's going to happen with his campaign. But Biden's the one that tonight, especially with his numbers going down and Bloomberg's numbers going up, he's got to make an impact tonight.
Alex tells us President Trump isn't letting the Democrats get all the headlines in Vegas.
President Trump is looming over all of it. He is staying here in Vegas as he's going around the West and holding rallies. He'll hold a big rally here on Friday. But as the Democrats are holding their event, his motorcade is making its way around town. Air Force One is landing and taking off as he comes and goes from here to the other events in the West. So he's definitely looming over a lot of this, as tonight we've got the debate, and then Saturday the caucus is here.
And we will have all the latest for you right here on KSL News Radio. You've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 1219. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
It's pretty quiet out there. We've only had one issue, a small stalled vehicle southbound I-15. It quickly got moved out of traffic to the left shoulder at Layton Park. Parkway, and it really hasn't caused any kind of problems. So you're still going to see good speeds on all the Valley freeways where we are also crash-free. Your main secondaries are also in good shape. It's time to get a home energy plan from Dominion Energy and learn how you can conserve to save money on your monthly gas bill. Visit ThermWise.com to get started. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a look at the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Nice day out there, but it's still a touch on the cool side. We got lots of sunshine. High temperatures topping out at 38 degrees, mostly sunny tomorrow, and 39, and then 43 with plenty of sunshine on Friday. So it warms up a little bit. Quite a bit warmer for the weekend. Partly cloudy on Saturday. We're up to 47. 51 with a mix of sun and clouds Sunday. It'll be breezy that day. And then another storm hits on Monday. Scattered snow showers, 38, and clouds, 36 on Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 33 degrees, a lot of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. Markets are in positive territory. We'll check your money news coming up at 1225.
I'm Dr. Rick Gregoire. I am a family physician here at Midtown Community Health Center. Medicine in America is pretty reactive. What has been largely ignored is the other 80% of what makes people healthy.
Governor Mike Leavitt, founder Leavitt Partners.
Health is more than genetics and lifestyle choices. There are many social issues that contribute to health concerns, such as the conditions of where people live, learn, work, and play. Intermountain Healthcare is pioneering an alliance that collaborates with organizations to solve these complex issues.
Intermountain has a genuine interest in improving the health of the community because they realize that this will lift everyone up and create a more stable foundation for their health. Individual health improves, community health improves, and we can provide more care to more people.
The goal is to improve the health of everyone in Utah and the nation. Intermountain is striving to make real change in the daily lives of people.
Visit our website, intermountain.com, to learn more about our initiative.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With the rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
At Shane Company, we get so many questions from our customers on social media, and Tom is here to answer one of them. Kevin writes, "My wife and I are about to celebrate our 7th anniversary, and I'm looking for a gift that'll really knock it out of the park."
Kevin, I suggest you get her a 3-stone ring. The stones represent the past, present, and future, so it has special significance for an anniversary. We have over 100 3-stone rings in all price ranges. We hand-select the stones directly at the source for their beauty and brilliance. Then we match them by hand for consistency. Whether you give her a 3-stone ring with diamonds, rubies, or sapphires, she will be so proud to show her friends your thoughtful gift.
Follow us on social media at Shane Company and send us your jewelry questions.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit the Shane Company. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee, what's coming up on the show today?
Maria, you know how I like to go down rabbit holes. Well, this story of
you
the
do?
President, I like deep research. I like looking back into history. I like finding what's interesting. And the story of the president, President Trump pardoning former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, put me on a
rabbit hole. Mm-hmm.
I have discovered some of the most fascinating presidential pardons in history, dating back to President Harrison. It's absolutely fascinating. I don't want to give away too much, but President Clinton, did you remember this? President Bill Clinton pardoned his younger half-brother on his last day of office.
I do actually remember that.
I'll tell the whole story on the program today, plus many more.
Excited to hear it.
Thanks.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up at 12:35 right here on KSL News Radio. Watching Utah's Money at 12:25 brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. The Better Business Bureau says scammers can now use new voice cloning software to take audio samples from someone and then mimic their voice. Right now, they say scammers are using the fake voicemail messages to convince people to send money. KSL Drives Porsche is confirming that one of their new electric cars caught fire in Florida while parked in a garage. The company says they are investigating the cause of that fire. Burger King is rolling out a new ad campaign that features a moldy Whopper. Ooh, why? Company says it's to emphasize that they are removing artificial preservatives. Company says real food deteriorates quickly, and they wanted to show that they serve real food. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow currently up by 150, excuse me, the computer changed, refresh there. The market now up by 145 points. That's the Dow. It sits at 29,377. S&P 500 up by 21, and the NASDAQ, it's up by 98 points. Here's a thought. Instead of baby boomers, Gen Xers, millennials, and Gen Z working against each other, why don't they try to work together? ABC's Daria Oppinger has one business owner's plea.
Dana Steele thinks it's time to retire the phrase, okay, boomer.
I'm a boomer, and for the most part, boomers are open to change.
The entrepreneur who now runs the website Your Daily Success Tip says most boomers don't consider change to be a dirty word.
We realize it's not the end of the world. It may even turn out to be better than you could ever imagine.
Steele says every generation brings something new and unique, especially to the workplace.
You can combine those new and unique things. You are going to succeed no matter what.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And an update of your noontime drive coming up next, KSL News Time, 12:27.
Okay, it's time to feel like yourself again. And Pulse Medical Clinic offers an effective breakthrough treatment for ED. It's called acoustic wave therapy, a needle-free, drug-free, and painless option for men who are looking to regain their intimacy. Acoustic wave therapy is an FDA-approved natural treatment with no known side effects. And you need to know that age does not cause ED, and it can be reversed. Call Pulse Medical Clinic, Utah's leading clinic offering patients the recommended twice-a-week treatments. You'll be evaluated by a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon and receive your free blood flow analysis when you schedule your free consultation. So schedule it today. You don't have to suffer from ED any longer, and treatment is surprisingly affordable. Call Pulse Medical Clinic at 801-509-8888. That's 801-509-8888. Or text Pulse to 57500.
I'm Tino from 12220, and my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/forabetterus.
You don't need to be an expert to recognize the truth. Utah is experiencing an epidemic of depression, suicide, and prescription opioid misuse. But there's hope. All of us can take action to keep our loved ones safe. That's why KSL has teamed up with Intermountain Healthcare to bring you hope and help you fight. Listen Sundays at 11 a.m. or on demand at the KSL News Radio app, because a healthy mind matters. KSL News Time, 1229. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus. Ricky Mees, what's happening on the roads?
It's been pretty quiet for the noontime drive. No delays on the Valley freeways, but we have a new crash. This is going to be northbound I-15 prior to 2100 South. The two vehicles involved are already out of traffic on the right shoulder. We also have a report of a possible accident, 5600 West, 4100 South. Ricky Mees in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Let's check the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Having a lot of sunshine again for today and tomorrow, but it is going to stay cooler than the average. Today's high only 38, and more sunshine tomorrow up to 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chalaos. Chilly in downtown Salt Lake City, 33 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. A new bill being discussed on Utah's Capitol Hill would make school threat hoaxes a crime.
Currently, if someone were to make a threat against a school, we have two categories of way they could be charged. There's a felony level terroristic threats or a Class B threat of violence.
Representative Andrew Stoddard is sponsoring a bill that would create a new and more specific crime, threats against schools. The proposed amendment would reduce the penalty if the threat is made by a juvenile, but would also require that individual to undergo a mental health assessment. Students in the Salt Lake School District will need to make alternate plans on February 28th. That is the day educators there say that they are walking out of class to encourage the Utah legislature to make public education a top priority.
We are willing to take some action to illuminate what is necessary for our students to learn and thrive in our schools.
UA President Heidi Matthews says more economic development is needed to meet the recommendations of Envision Utah. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. The White House is insisting today that President Trump and Attorney General Bill Barr have a good working relationship, even after Barr told ABC News that the president's tweets about cases make it impossible for him to do his job.
White House Press Secretary Hogan Gidley pushing back on the idea that the president's relationship with his attorney general has soured.
He absolutely respects the attorney general. He appreciates his service. They have a good relationship.
On ABC News recently, Barr said the president shouldn't be tweeting about DOJ criminal cases. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Washington.
And taking a look at your money, a good day for the markets. The Dow is up by 150 points. It sits at 29,383. S&P 500, it's up by 20 points. And the NASDAQ is up by 99 points.